All right, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Besides that, I got a question about the port.
I know the port, they got the full loader. Having that big city dock expanded with all the real estate in there, that small loader can't keep up. I think the port got better get a bigger loader, and they can travel with that little one. Suggestion, I guess. I see sometimes the union help in clearing up some of those snow, but I see a few robbers around there. I think that they need a bigger. I think they need a bigger loader at the city dock. With the snow that we had the last time in here, that place got to be a mess for a while. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Gregory?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to make a comment, too, that everybody did a great job. It's really good to see how everybody pulled together and cooperated. You had, so it looks like, three of our local contractors who were able to provide equipment and personnel to get things cleared out. So thanks to everybody for cooperating and getting that done. It was really, really good.
Yep, good job.
All right, and then one more thing. Ed Kehoe, our new finance director, yeah, who is still on quarantine, is on the line with us tonight. So welcome to Ed. I will let everybody know that Jim is going to remain with us, working with us throughout the next few months as we've kind of help with the transition and making that as smooth and seamless as possible. So you'll hear from Jim tonight, but Ed is engaged with what we're working on as well. So welcome to Ed. That's all I have.
Ed, welcome to the City of Unalaska as a new finance guy. You got comments, or?
Mr. Mayor, to you and to the City Council, thank you for the opportunity. I think we're doing great things together, and I'm super excited to be here and to be engaged as soon as we come off quarantine. So, thank you very much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, to serve.
Well, thank you, and I look forward to meeting you in person whenever possible. So, okay. One more week to go, she said. Okay. Welcome on board, City Manager.
That's all I've got, but happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Hey, are there any questions from the Council to the City Manager, or I give a comment?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Mayor.
So?
I want to make a quick comment on the Port Master Plan. Had a public meeting the other night, 21st, and my overall impression is that I'm kind of disappointed in what has come up in there. That airport's already decades behind probably what it should be. And this plan is a 20-year plan, if I'm correct, which still doesn't get us any closer to being where we probably should be as far as the infrastructure and safety of this airport. It still leaves us a little bit behind the eight ball. And then, of course, you know, if we can talk about costs, and there's a lot of costs associated with it. And the thing that's really stuck out in my mind is, you know, extending the runway out one direction to get some safety area, spending a couple $100 million on that, then you're looking at, you know, as high as a couple $100 million to redo terminals and airport property. I would encourage everyone to, you know, to take a look at what was proposed, and I believe that information is available on the Alaska DOT website, or links to it, and there's still opportunity to get public comment either, you know, online or email. So, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Next, I had Councilman Coleman and Councilman Robinson chiming in. Coleman, please.
Yes, thank you. So the geothermal project, I was a little disappointed to see that they're not going to pursue the Department of Energy's non-recourse loan program. And it looked like other options, but I was wondering how is that going to how does that look so far as setting in the timeline? If they're as far as the securing the funding and is this going to change things, you think, or I guess maybe I know that that was just a kind of a big selling point. Not that, of course, we're looking for the loan, but a guarantee. But it's kind of a critical key point. So I was wondering if you think it'll change the timeline, I guess.
I think that's a great question and one that we had as well, frankly. What it sounds like they're trying to do is move quickly through various other processes with the USDA, and so they're trying to move through that quickly, and we're going to plan to meet on a regular basis, at least monthly, with them to get kind of status updates on that. I think they're still trying to shoot for that same timeline. I think so. We'll see how that goes. If that gets delayed, then I think we're probably looking at, and we did not get into this, but if I were to speculate, if that were to get delayed, then we would probably need to, you know, discuss that with council and OCCP and perhaps renegotiate an extension if that's something that council wants to consider.
Okay, and good, thank you, because I think one of the big pushes on this thing was the development phase and that the whole loan program was, and so, you know, it's a little, like I said, I guess maybe a little disappointed on my end that didn't come through. So I'm so positive about the program and where we're going to go. But, you know, this early in the phase to already be, you know, stepping left and we should be stepping right, just a comment. So thanks for and keep us up to date on that progress. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Robinson?
Yes, thank you. With back to the snow, I want to give big thanks to the entire crew that worked on that. You know, but I look at things that, yes, we've got a tremendous amount of snow moved, but I also have to ask myself, can we do things better? And one of the things that really concerned me highly was seeing people walking in the road because the sidewalks weren't clear. And I realized that maybe some of it had to do with equipment, but those are things. Life safety should be, in my opinion, top of the, you know, top of the heap there. It should be taken first. And one of those things is creating a place for people to walk. Because if not, we're going to either, one, we're going to, it could create problems. But again, hats off to the road crew for doing what they did. And I think we could utilize some of the contractors even more in instances like we faced in the past week. So that's my input on that. And back to the airport master plan, I did attend the public hearing on that. And one of the things that I came away thinking is, why are we doing this? You know, we had a plane that was able to land out here, and it was doing a very good job for a number of years. And then we had a company that decided that that they're not, you know, not going to follow any good rules and threw all the procedures out the window and maybe fell down on their, according to some of the NTSB reports, fell down on their maintenance, among other things. And now we're creating a big mess trying to figure out how to spend a couple hundred million dollars on improving a runway that a plane that they crashed can simply continue to move on now. They can land those planes on here. It's just a matter of what the company's going to do. But, you know, like Mr. Bell said, this airport is 20 years past due for any improvements, and I would still like to move forward on looking at some of that stuff and maybe get some of the public to chime in on the public comment period. And I have to thank Clint Healing for his comments. I just hope that they get forwarded off to the right spot and make sure that DOT has those. I appreciate his input on that. But I think that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Gregory?
No, I'm good.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Tungle?
Yeah, yeah. On the COVID-19 emergency, with all vaccine being administered all over and a lot of essential people have been getting it, is there going to be any changes on our quarantine period?
Well, that's a great question and one that I think we've all been pondering. So at this point right now, the state, isn't recommending any changes in regards to their health orders regarding travel. It certainly is something that we're looking at, and obviously something that council can chime in on what how they might want to act here locally. But I think the rollout is still happening, and there's quite a few additional folks that still need to be vaccinated as a whole. So I mean that certainly is another factor to consider. But council might want to. I think that's something for us to keep thinking about as we move forward. But I don't have an answer for you right now, nor am I recommending any changes at this point.
Okay. Yeah. With the, I guess you guys, the clinic has done the 65 and older. So what's next? Do we still have vaccine available for some other? I guess what tier are we gonna do? I still want to, as I said, I'm looking forward to do the pictures if we can for my point of view, because they are pretty essential in dealing with all the kids. I think it's pretty important to look them up and get them vaccinated. What kind of availability we got on our vaccine?
Well, I do have a little bit of an update as far as the teachers go. It's my understanding that teachers were... the tribe had an allotment and some available vaccines and provided those to UCSD. So I believe that was happening today. So that is a good thing for our community for sure. And as far as, and again, that tribal allotment, they don't have to follow quite the same plan that the IFHS clinic would have to follow, but with the state's allotment. So switching back over to IFHS's, they are currently on phase or tier 1B, I believe. So again, you hit it right. So we're working on the individuals that are 65 or older, and then we'll transition into that 1B category, which kind of puts you into the I think the age roughly age 50 and looking into other essential workers. Hope that answers your question. Does that help?
Yeah. How much available vaccine do we still have on hand?
That I don't have that information. I will say that, and I've been on a few calls. I think we're looking at, they're placing additional orders for the next for next month. I can get that for you. Or if Melanie's on the line, and she can give a little bit of an update on the numbers. So Melanie, take it away.
Sure. So IFHS has about 150 doses on hand, and we had to reserve those doses for second doses for those who have already received a first dose. We did also, we were eligible to order another 100 doses, so out of the January vaccine allotment from the state, and so we're expecting that this week. So we'll be able to give additional first doses. with that. And we expect this week also to hear how our February allocation looks, as I think the state is due to hear what their allocation looks like tomorrow is what we're hearing. So we'll soon find out. And then APA has also been very busy with vaccinating. I don't have their numbers on hand, and they follow a slightly different rollout process for tiers, but that's gone very well also. I don't know how many they have on hand.
It did just get confirmation that 33 school employees got their first shot today.
That's great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, we're done with the city manager report comments. All right, thank you. And I'd like to say thanks to the hard work of the Public Works Department, including all the maintenance people, because they've kept the equipment going, and the drivers did a good job of trying to keep them going and getting the job done. As the comments Mr. Robinson made regarding the sidewalks, I believe the priority is safety on the getting emergency vehicles to homes and then spread out as you can to do sidewalks. And I can appreciate his comments because I did see people walking very close to the road. And the whole idea is people need to slow down, drive careful, and especially when these conditions we had. But I think they did a great job and appreciate the hard work. Thank you. All right, well, next on to the city manager's report. Next item is item 8. Community input and announcements. This is time for members of the public to provide information to the council or to make announcements of interest to the community. There will be another opportunity for comments near the end of this meeting. And I'll allow 3 minutes per individual as we time limit. Are there persons in the chamber that wish to comment? City Clerk, did we receive anyone to provide written comments?
Yes, Mayor. We have one from Lucy Ortiz. And I'll go ahead and read it. Hello, everyone. I am Lucy Ortiz. I am a fourth grade teacher and a member of the Library Advisory Committee. I am writing in favor of the Library Improvement Project. During this pandemic, we have seen over and over again the important role our library plays in our community. It is a place of learning that is accessible for all. It is a place of community and social emotional support. The library provides a safe place for people of all ages to gather. Now, more than ever, it is important that we do not forget the multitude of reasons why this library improvement project was approved off in the beginning and continue to work towards completing it. Thank you for your time. Again, that's from Lucy Ortiz, fourth grade teacher at the Eagles View Elementary. That's all.
And I understand that was sent in for the last meeting and appreciate your comments. Thank you. Next, City Clerk, did anyone participate by phone or Zoom sign up for the community input and announcements?
No one, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Let's see, we'll move on to item number 9, public comment on agenda items. This is the time for members of the public to provide information to the council regarding items on the agenda. Members of the public may also speak when the issues come up on the regular agenda by signing up with the city clerk. Do we have any persons in the chamber to speak? Okay, thank you. City clerk, did anyone provide written comments?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Did anyone participating by telephone or Zoom sign up for the public comments on the agenda items?
I don't see anything on Zoom, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Our next item is, we'll move on to next item 10, public hearing. Next up is a public hearing on two ordinances, which we will handle one at a time. Members of the public may testify about any item set for public hearing. The public hearing is now open regarding Ordinance 2021-01, creating a budget amendment number 4 to the fiscal year 2021 budget, appropriating $25,000 for facilities maintenance in the Ports Fund, $97,000 for the professional services in the Electric Fund, and $57,187 for the Fire Department equipment in the General Fund, and $122,280 for the Tsunami Siren Upgrade Capital Project, and recognizing $122,280 of state capital grant revenues. Are there persons in the chamber who wish to speak? City Clerk, did anyone provide any written comments?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Did anyone participating by telephone or Zoom sign up for public hearing on this ordinance?
No one, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, thank you. The public hearing on Ordinance 2021-02 is now closed. Under B, under item 10B, the public hearing is now open regarding Ordinance 2021-03, amending Unalaska's Municipal Code Title 18. Is there anyone in the chambers wishing to speak? City Clerk, did anyone provide any written comment?
No written comment was received, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. City Clerk, did anyone participating by telephone or Zoom sign up for the public hearing on this ordinance?
No one, sir.
Okay, thank you. The public hearing on Ordinance 2021-03 is now closed. Next up is a work session on item 12, which are items for the council's discussion. Uh, 11A, presentations regarding FY22 revenue projections and proposed city council goals for the FY22 budget. Mr. Jim Sharp, interim finance director, will speak to this. I'll turn this over to the city manager.
Thank you. So every year at this time, City Council reviews the revenue projections and considers Council's budget goals. Jim will be providing the overview of that today, and we look forward to your feedback on the goals themselves. Council will then actually approve those goals at the next Council meeting. So with that, Jim, go ahead and take it away.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and Council. So what you have before you is an outline of our budget goals for fiscal year 22, and there are a few differences between this year's budget goals and the FY21 budget goals. They pretty much mirror one another for the most part. A couple items that I wanted to highlight. Under the discussion section, where we talk about general fund surplus and deficits. It's a very short statement here. We can talk about this a little bit more when we get to the revenue projection side. But in reviewing the revenue information that we have so far, it appears as though this is an area that we'll probably want to focus in on with a little bit more, in a little bit more detail once we get to that revenue side, because it looks like it might be a bit of a struggle. to, based on what we've projected for revenue and what's on the plate for potential increases in the operating budget. And the other item that I wanted to hit on really was the capital projects. And the planning director spoke at our work session last week regarding the various projects that are in the FY22 CMMP. And so what I included here is really just a very broad cost outline of the projects that are shown. And really, it's really who the funding source, I guess, is probably the best way to put it. And you'll see that in total, there's about $74 million worth of projects for FY22. $42 million of that is anticipated to be covered by grants. And the one item that I will mention to you, too, is $12 million of those $42 million is Captain's Bay Road. And while it's still in our CMMP, it's probably not going to stay there simply because we don't have the grant lined up at this point. And there is no other funding associated with it currently in terms of, you know, general fund or other funding sources. So it doesn't impact the use of the city's monies, but it does reduce the overall total. And with that, I'll open it up for any questions that you may have or comments.